Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we are looking at something that affects every strata owner, every tenant, and every agent managing a strata property in New South Wales. Bylaws. The article is called How NSW Strata Bylaws Work and How Your Committee Can Change One.
Good one to cover. I think a lot of people hear the word bylaws and assume it is someone else's problem. But if you're on a strata committee or if you manage a property that sits in a scheme, this is very much your problem.
Exactly. So let's start with what bylaws actually are. Every strata scheme in New South Wales runs on a set of rules. Those rules govern conduct and the use of both individual lots and the common property. They sit under the Strata Schemes Management Act 2015, and every scheme has them.
And they cover a lot of ground, right? It's not just the obvious stuff.
It really is not. The article runs through the common areas: pets, parking, noise and behaviour, renovations and alterations to a lot, use of shared facilities, even hanging washing and signage. Basically, anything that affects how the building looks or how people live together.
So if I'm renting out a unit and my tenant gets a dog without checking, that is potentially a bylaw issue.
That is exactly right. And here's the part that catches landlords out. Bylaws bind owners, tenants, and other occupiers. And if you are the owner letting your lot, you are generally responsible for making sure your tenants have a copy of the bylaws and comply with them. So you can't just hand over the keys and step back.
That is a practical point. Know your bylaws before you rent the place out. Okay, what about changing them? Because I think a lot of committees just assume the bylaws are fixed.
They're not fixed at all. A scheme can add, change, or remove a bylaw when the owners agree to. But the key word there is agree. This does not happen at a quick committee chat. It goes through a general meeting, and it requires what's called a special resolution, which is a higher level of agreement than a standard majority vote.
So there's a proper threshold to hit.
There is, and once it passes, the change has to be registered to formally take effect. Now, the article is careful here, and I think rightly so. It says the exact voting threshold, the notice required, and the registration steps are all set in the Act, and the detail can change. So before a committee tries to change anything, the advice is to confirm the current process with NSW Fair Trading or your strata managing agent.
That is good practical guidance. Don't assume you know the process. Check it.
Right, and there's another layer to this. Bylaws have to be lawful. A scheme can't just make up any rule it likes. A bylaw can't be harsh, unconscionable, or oppressive, and it can't override other legislation. So, for example, a bylaw that tried to exclude a category of person wouldn't stand.
What happens if someone thinks a bylaw is unlawful or unfair?
The article says it can be challenged. The NSW Civil and Administrative Tribunal, NCAT, can deal with certain bylaw disputes. So if your committee is drafting a new bylaw, the safe move is to get it checked before you put it to the meeting, not after it fails.
And I think the enforcement piece is worth flagging too, because this is where a lot of committees get into trouble.
Absolutely. Having good bylaws is only half the job. The other half is applying them consistently. The article is direct about this. A committee that enforces the parking rule against one owner but lets another off invites a dispute and weakens the rule for everyone. Fair, even-handed enforcement is part of good governance.
And uneven enforcement is one of the recurring traps the article mentions.
It is, and when a breach continues and can't be resolved, there is a proper process that can lead to NCAT. Again, confirm the current steps with NSW Fair Trading or your strata managing agent.
So, pulling this together, if you are on a strata committee, what do you actually need to know?
Three things, really. What your bylaws cover, how to change one properly through the general meeting with a special resolution and then registration, and the limits on what a bylaw can say. The article frames it well. Knowing the basics is part of the role.
And if you want to get that knowledge in a structured way, Archer Institute has something specifically for this.
They do. The Strata Member CPD course covers bylaws, the meeting process, and the duties of a committee in plain English. It's online and self-paced, so you can work through it around your schedule. It's a quick way to feel confident before you next have to apply or change a rule.
Your one action from today: know your bylaws, follow the proper process to change them, and apply them fairly. It sounds simple, but getting all three right matters.
Read the full article on the Archer Institute blog. And if you want to know more about the Strata Member CPD or any of the nationally recognised online and self-paced courses Archer Institute offers, call the Australian-based team on 1800 069 273. Thanks for listening.